Hi guys, this is Igor Rolitsky from Unilight Me Project. Some of you might have already heard about ChatGPT, the new and very modern version of AI that was released to the public. It's accessible to many people. It basically is a text version of a system where you can write and ask the AI to provide you whatever information you feel like asking. You can ask it to generate certain content, to generate certain creative information. You can ask it about some data. You can even ask it to check the programming IT code. So there are many applications of that. What I want to do today and how I want to test it is just to see what sort of information AI, ChatGPT will generate for us when asked about different enlightenment information. So let's do that. And I will also share some comments. How does that really apply for Unilight Me concepts? The first question that I asked ChatGPT is, what is the enlightenment? So quoting, enlightenment is a term used to describe the state of being an intellectually and spiritually awakened or illuminated. It is often associated with a profound understanding of the nature of reality and self, as well as the attainment of inner peace and wisdom. In many spiritual traditions, enlightenment is considered to be the ultimate goal of human existence. So the question is, are we talking in our today's society about enlightenment enough? Western society, I think we actually do not. We focus on, of course, religion, or we focus on certain practices, but enlightenment, I think, is really focused only for certain people. Only certain people think about it, how to live enlightened path of life versus live, you know, unaware and typical path of life. So I would agree with most of the things stated within that answer, which is pretty good. What is the best way to achieve enlightenment was the second question I asked. And provide me of several answers, some of them including meditation, yoga, study and reflection, service to others, and living a virtuous life. Yeah, so I didn't ask it to regenerate it. I didn't ask it to provide more examples. I just want to focus on the ones that he provided as the first ones. So meditation and yoga are not the practices that Unilight Me really promotes that much. I know that they can be very spiritual, and I know people that have great experiences and great results using that. However, this is not the core of the practice. So if you think, or if meditation never resonated with you, yoga never resonated with you, but you still seek spiritual development, Unilight Me teachings are definitely something to look into. Study and reflection. So that's, I would say, is the core of the transformation. So without taking some time throughout your life to contemplate your doings, to contemplate your actions, how you can improve them, how you can change them in order to be more aligned with, for example, enlightened path of life, definitely you will not change much. Going into random spaces and not reflecting, okay, how can you improve for certain negative choices, you can easily trap yourself in negative patterns that are hard to break if you are not aware of them. So study and reflection, definitely something that I would agree with. And in Unilight Me book and project, I definitely go into much more depth with that. Service to others. The act of helping others and engaging in selfless service to the world. That's actually a big one. In Unilight Me channeled information, there's a big portion focus on the giving and how this way of life is actually very aligned with not only enlightenment, but just generally how life is supposed to be lived, how we should focus much more on giving to others and the karma created out of that and going to the universe when we are helping people from pure intention is gonna provide us with much value anyway. So service to others is something definitely that I would agree with and something that should be practiced, and it is a part of study and reflection and how much we do actually selfish choices, how much we focus only on taking, which is not really aligned with enlightened path. Definitely, according to the concepts of Unilight Me, it is not. So, practicing more selfless life is a strong point, a strong decision to commit to. Living a virtuous life is another point that ChatGPT generated, and it explains it by living in accordance with a set of moral and ethical principles. So, in Unilight Me concepts, there is a big focus on truth, and the truth can be understood in different ways. So there can be like logical truth and logical lie, and there can be a truth which is a set of information, set of activities, set of let's say vibrations in life that you resonate the most with, and that could be your personal truth as well. It can be also a truth of just expressing yourself versus being fake with the expression to achieve some ego versions of being lost, actually. So this is important that you understand that taking truth as a moral compass and ethical principle, according with focusing on positive and focusing on giving, it all combines with a few other key concepts from Unilight Me project. And that is definitely a very important path of going beyond your ego, a very important point of growing into the direction of your enlightened path of life. And yeah, it's called living a virtuous life. I think it is not necessarily that precise in how I would like to understand it, because the moral and ethical principles can be very different for different people, and only following that is not really following your truth. So to the degree, I think it's correct, but only to the degree. I think it should be, we could dive much more deeper just using the truth principles here. So the next question I asked ChatGPT is, how do you feel when you are walking enlightened path of life? So first of all, he said he doesn't have capability to feel, obviously. However, people who are walking the enlightened path of life are said to experience a sense of inner peace, contentment, and a freedom from suffering. They may also have a deeper understanding of the nature of reality and the self, and a feel of a sense of interconnectedness with a living, with all living things. It is also said that they are able to see through the illusion and the delusion, and are able to act from a place of compassion and wisdom. And it's also worth of notice that enlightenment can be different for different people and cultures. Obviously, that's actually pretty robust answer, and I think it touches on many points. Definitely, inner peace, contentment, freedom from suffering. These are the concepts which are definitely, in a way, truthful. Definitely more inner peace, but when thinking about Unilight Me project, there is a big portion called state of being. And state of being is a very deep analytical version of how to understand self, how to understand emotions, how to understand the different parts of our internal self. And working with that, slowly releasing ego and negativity from that part of self, state of being slowly improves. And you can feel that you will find yourself being in a more peaceful place internally, and that will increase with the more transformation to the positive you achieve and with time. You just need to realize that this is a very long process. So it's not really that, hey, I have inner peace or I do not have inner peace. It is kind of how much of this inner peace you can achieve in general in life. And it can vary. And I wouldn't really create an expectation from the enlightened path of life that it's going to be only inner peace and contentment and freedom from suffering. It's just not like that. You will definitely face different challenges. You will have different states of being that are challenging. And this inner peace will be showing up more and more the more you release negativity from yourself. But that's just a very long way to practice. And we always need to be for a watch out for ego to want it to creep in back, even if we have transformed ourselves to a very, very high degree. So I asked ChatGPT, what is the day-to-day technique you can use to help achieve enlightenment path of life? He described many techniques, including daily meditation, mindfulness, self-reflection, gratitude, and service to others. Actually, it is in many sense a repeated version of what he said previously. I like that he added mindfulness. So cultivating the ability to be present in the moment and observe one's thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. That's actually a very, very powerful technique. And I love the fact that it's being so much more popular these days. Mindfulness and being in the moment is definitely something that we are losing in the Western society, being in constant pressure to react, being in constant situation that we need to be stimulated. Practicing mindfulness on daily basis, getting ourselves into the moment, feeling the moment more without judgment, is a super powerful technique that brings us closer to our inner true self. So definitely agree on that, and there is a lot on that point with Unilight Me project. Gratitude, also agree. This is a gratitude and appreciations are truly act of a positive being, and seeing how much positive is surrounding us, even if right now maybe you are so much into the negative realm in your mind, it's hard for you to be grateful for anything because you think there is nothing to be grateful for. But believe me, there are always things to be grateful for. Maybe you have someone in your life, but even if you don't, maybe you are healthy, but maybe if you even aren't, maybe you have appreciation for certain events in your life that are happening. Maybe you had some positive experiences in your life. There's always something to be found that is positive. You just need to learn what is truly positive for you. Find time to focus on that. It's going to be individual for every single one of us. Some of us appreciate more, you know, our health. Some appreciate more our achievements. Some appreciate more what we learned. Some appreciate more what we see and appreciate externally. There are like plenty of things that we can be grateful for and appreciate. It's just a matter of actually doing that versus focusing on lacks and what we lack in life, because there's always gonna be something that we lack in life. So surprise, surprise, it's a matter of choice. Do you prefer to focus on giving to yourself a way of gratitude, or maybe not? And moving forward to actually, I asked it, what is the recommended way to practice mindfulness? I wanted to dig in on that subject. So ChatGPT advised to do mindful breathing, to do the body scans, bringing awareness to each part of the body, mindful movement, engaging in physical activity, such as yoga or walking, while focusing on sensation of the body moving, mindful eating, paying attention to the taste, texture, mindful listening, paying attention to the sounds around you, whether it's music, nature, or the sounds of everyday life. Yeah, there's a lot of great points here. Definitely worth exploring. One technique that I really like to add is actually doing stops in life. So in order to actually find time to do the mindful movement, eating, listening, or whatever version you find yourself, maybe searching for the colors just around you can quickly put you into the moment if you have want to have like easy, quick technique for that. But actually doing stops, so giving yourself 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, even a minute every now and then throughout the day to actually do that is super important, because so much you don't need to think about it like these big techniques that you need to do and find, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes of your day to practice, because it's just not necessarily important to do it this way. And also putting such practices in your daily life is mostly hard for people. So, but finding a minute now and then, just doing it every day in different spots of your time, it's definitely a bit different approach. And with time, these minutes will start to turn to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but just start with 1 minute every now and then, even 1 minute per day if you can. And it's going to definitely change your life. The last question I asked it is about this final state of enlightenment that ChatGPT described. So tell me more about sense of inner peace, contentment, and freedom from suffering. So This is the answer. So inner peace, contentment, and freedom from suffering are often associated with the state of enlightenment. Inner peace refers to a sense of calm and tranquility that comes from being in a state of harmony with oneness and the world around us. It is a state of mind that is not easily disturbed by external circumstances or internal thoughts and emotions. I really also were interested about the freedom from suffering, to be honest. I'm going to jump to that. So he described that freedom from suffering is a state of not being a subject to the negative emotions and experiences that cause pain and suffering. It's not about the absence of negativity. That's important. But rather the ability to transcend them and see them objectively without getting caught up in the negative emotions. The state of mind is characterized by equanimity, which is the ability to maintain balance and composure in the face of difficult circumstances. So that's actually pretty good experience about, you know, release of suffering from us, freedom from suffering. I really like the fact that it doesn't really tell, hey, that I'm not gonna feel suffering anymore in my life. It actually just states that you will be able to handle it so much better. And that part I fully agree with. I'm not super fond of the name freedom from suffering, because it has this big connotation to it that we are suffering in life all the time, which is not really the case as well. So being able to handle emotions with acceptance is so much better description of that. And this is what the book focuses on, the Unilight Me book focuses on to a very big extent. And this technique really changed my life so much when practiced for a long time. It can do magic to your state of being, how you feel and what can be accomplished. So I'm going to end this video on that, but I wanted to show you that there are different ways to learn about enlightenment and handling emotions. And yeah, and try it out. As for now, when the video is recorded, ChatGPT is free to be tested. So you can just, you know, go to the webpage, chat.openai.com, create an account and test it for yourself and see what sort of questions pop to your mind, what sort of answers you can get, and use it to your advantage. Remember that knowledge without practice is not of much of use, to be honest. So I'm going to end with that. Thanks a lot. And talk to you on the next video. Bye.